This podcast is brought to you by lineupmedia.fm.
You're listening to Surreal Talk, a look inside the world of cults, conspiracies, and the paranormal.
Something's not right, man. Something's not right. Something's bullshit here, and I don't believe it.
Honestly, this crazy shit could be completely possible.
Disclaimer, we reserve the right to be wrong, ladies and gentlemen. You think you know the whole story? Think again.
Now your hosts, Eric and Everett.
Welcome to Surreal Talk, a look inside the world of cults, conspiracies, and the paranormal, a lineupmedia.fm production, and we are back. What's up, Everett?
Not much, man. Been a week. What did we do last week?
We did something last week.
How come we could never fucking remember?
An episode of Surreal Talk last week.
Yeah, let's get a little more specific. I'm loading up the webpage. I'm a piece of shit, too. I don't know. War on drugs.
War on drugs, of course. How could I forget?
Probably because of drugs. Okay. Point Illustrated. I forgot to release the episode on Monday, so it got released yesterday later.
You son of a bitch.
And I didn't remember. You know the nice lady, Kelly, who always messages, hey, where's the fucking episode?
Yeah.
Well, she doesn't say fucking, but she messaged me, hey, where's the episode? Oh, shit, I forgot to fucking release the episode.
Son of a bitch, man.
So, you know, this is what happens whenever you're a goddamn amateur hour like I am. You know, if I let the show go back out to our regular producers and didn't do everything myself, it's because I do everything myself.
Yeah.
Okay, that's probably not true. What are we talking about this week, bro?
We are talking about contact. Aliens.
Alien contact.
Alien contact.
So just first making that contact with aliens and confirming aliens exist.
Why, though?
Why?
There's been a recent resurgence in the alien.
So obviously a couple weeks, maybe a month or two ago, we had a couple alien episodes we did, I believe. We talked about Area 51 and everything that's going on there, the big raid on Area 51, alien stock, the 3 million people in the desert. They're supposed to show up. We'll get into that here in a bit. Tom DeLonge, whatever the fuck his name is, has been in the news lately because basically the Navy has confirmed that the footage he was releasing on his channel was at least legitimate.
It was
unaltered Navy footage.
Yeah, it was a UAP.
Unidentified aerial phenomenon.
Phenomenon.
So we'll get to that too. Let's jump right into it. What exactly is contact? I mean, what types kind of contact?
So we talked about this earlier, and I thought, you know, contact, obviously what everybody thinks is, you know, meeting a fucking alien.
Right? Hey, man, how's it going? Shaking hands.
Yeah, I'm not shaking your hand. You don't know where it's been. But
fuck you. It's a fine hand.
Think about it, though. You know, where's an alien's hand been? I don't know if they wipe their ass with their hand or not. They could. That could be a thing.
They may not have asses. We talked about that earlier as well.
With the clapping alien.
Cheeks. If they don't have cheeks, you can't clap them.
What are we going to do, you know? The whole phrase is just out the fucking window if they get here and they don't have a butt.
But yeah, person-to-person contact is one. Like radio type of contact, be it, you know, some sort of deep space signal, radio waves.
They could fucking pile up outside the planet, a bunch of ships, you know, surround us.
That's damn near direct contact. What if...
It's like satellite contact.
Telepathy would be another way somehow.
Ooh.
But how would people not think they're fucking crazy? Like, hey, I'm an alien, I'm in your brain.
Because you don't think you're crazy if it's legitimately happening to you. And think about this even more.
Do people
that are crazy really think they're crazy?
Probably not.
Okay.
But.
Maybe they're not crazy. Maybe crazy people aren't crazy.
Most of them are probably fucking crazy. I've met 90. You ever seen One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest?
Nope.
Even the seemingly sane are a little bit crazy. So. Everybody's got their moments, is my point.
So you're saying... everybody got a little crazy in them.
Everybody's got a trigger for a fucking outburst.
Well, yeah, okay, that's true. Yeah, but there's a button.
Yeah,
there's a button that can be pushed.
Where that button's at. So we can also see evidence in space, like that star where it keeps dimming, like by like 20% or so, like something's passing in front of it, where they think it might be a Dyson sphere that's done. Those are the type of contacts that we expect. Has it happened yet? Is the big question though?
I don't think so.
Humans in general made contact with aliens?
I've got inside information that says no.
All signs point to no, though.
No.
Why do you feel like that?
I don't think that, well, don't know. I guess we could have, but I feel like that there'd be a lot cooler shit on Earth if we had made contacts with an advanced.
Well, how do you explain this since like 1942 or whatever it was when Roswell happened?
1947.
Whatever, 1947. How much like the transistor has been created and everything since then, the ginormous leap in technology in the last 70 years as opposed to the 70,000 years before that?
How do I explain it?
Yeah.
Smart people.
Smart people, sure, sure. But you could say that our technology, like, and you've seen this in 100 movies.
Yeah, it took a
as we've been leap. Trying to rebuild what we kind of understand from alien technology.
Reverse engineer alien technology.
Right. Mate. So, I mean, to say that we would have really cool stuff, I don't know about. Because even if they land here with a warp drive, if it doesn't have a specific fucking manual, how are you going to turn it on and run it? You know what I mean? They might have a replicator, but if it only works inside of Area 51 where they've got it at, and they have no clue how it works, you can't really say that we would probably have cool stuff.
If you could, you could replicate the replicator.
That'd be fucking badass.
No shit. Think about it. Just replicators for everybody. I'd walk around giving them to homeless people like Oprah. You get a replicator.
What would you have it turned on the food only mode, though?
Well, yeah.
Well, then they can't replicate a replicator.
I'm the only one that gets the...
There is an episode
Come on, think about that.
Voyager where a fucking couple Ferengi got somehow lost in the Delta Quadrant. Any which way, they landed on this fucking planet of like primitives, more or less, and they had a replicator. So basically, they set themselves up as gods.
Oh, of course. Why wouldn't you? Ferengi at that? Yeah.
They had people come and give them tribute.
They're like con artists, aren't they?
Kind of, yeah. Con artists. They're really into money and, you know, very financial-minded. We'll say that.
I can't blame them. So if we have made contact, though...
There's only two things. Has it happened, yes or no? And if so...
Yeah, if we have made contact...
Why don't we know about it?
Yeah, as the general public, it's our fucking planet, right?
So there's only a few answers to this question. There's a few different types of... I see four possibilities of why we don't know about it, or four types of people that keep it from us. One, our government.
Yes.
Skip that. Two, another government is the only government that's been contacted.
Sure.
A secret society similar to, say, I don't know, fucking Bilderberg or Illuminati or some other group.
The elite, whatever.
Whoever they are, the alien society, they're the ones that have been contacted. So kind of like the Men in Black exist outside of the fucking, you know, the U.S. government and all that. What if there's a Men in Black type of organization that is specifically keeping contact from happening to the greater population at large?
Thank you.
Maybe. Because in the same thing, they could be a sinister group or they could be a benevolent group. What if, like in Men in Black, they're doing a good job keeping aliens away from us because we're not fucking ready? Or any litany of reasons, you know what I mean, of why they would keep contact from us.
Yeah, I definitely agree. So, what was next?
Stay here for a second.
Oh, okay.
What reasons would a government or a group have for keeping it from us?
Public safety.
So
people would freak out.
Okay, why would people freak out?
That's what they do.
What part of the population is going to freak out? Like, I feel like I hear about there being aliens, and if they're not coming to attack us, I'm not freaking out.
Okay, so you're talking bottom 10%, top 10% freaking out.
So the rich and the poor, basically.
Yeah.
Is that how you're dividing it?
Because everyone else is just going, let's clap them cheeks, man.
There's a fucking good population of assholes out there going, let's clap cheeks.
Clap cheeks, man.
I'm so tired of that. I am so tired of people saying, let's clap cheeks or some shit like that.
You alien love it. Cheeks. You love it. But, I mean, I don't know, what else would, they couldn't, I mean, obviously if they were here for bad shit, they was here, you know, that we would all freak out. But I would think if they were here for, like, I don't know, friendly exchange of ideas.
Do you think that our government or even another government could or would say to the aliens, do not expose yourselves to our people?
Yes.
You think they'd have the balls to do that?
Hell yes.
And why do you think an alien civilization would abide by that?
Keep the peace with
just,
us?
Just for...
Maybe we're stronger than we think we are, because we always look at aliens and go like, hey, you know, they'd fuck us up, right?
Well, what if they came to our planet and the only thing they had better than us is propulsion? They still had to grow their own food on their ship.
To grow dirt.
Or hydroponic. Whatever. They still had not much better than projectile weapons. Maybe they had laser weapons, but in the long and short of it, probably limited battery. Whatever I'm saying is they're not technologically super superior other than travel.
Tactics and equipment.
You don't think it's diplomacy? Like, we're just respecting your word or your wish? Like, we would hope you respect our wish.
No, because you got a bartering tool at that point. As the alien. If you don't give me tactics and weapons, I'll expose myself to your population.
Well, then you would think that'd be a bad idea. You're starting a war. Because you know how we are as humans.
I'm a fucking alien, bro.
You know how we as humans, though? We're going to start a war. Somebody says anything like that.
Yeah, exactly. There's going to be a war, okay?
So I doubt that's been the case.
That's fair.
Unless what you hear about Dulce Base is correct, and there's, you know, the Greys are down there. Who else is down there? Fucking lizards.
All of them.
Yeah, they're down there fighting a fucking war, basically, under the ground in New Mexico. But if you buy that, I don't particularly buy the Dulce thing.
Well, so it comes to the question: Do you think that the government would hide alien contact from us for a good reason or a nefarious reason? Because like I could see there being some little.
What if it's a body snatchers thing? We're going to harvest your people.
Yeah. Well, you mean like, look, we'll give.
Think
you
of the movie
10
They
people.
Live. We'll There's a great instance of the government knowing about aliens being here. Remember, they looked like everybody. That could be a thing now.
What do you mean the government knew about that?
They had to have known about it.
In the movies?
In the movie They Live, specifically.
We were the aliens,
we
basically.
We had tons and tons and tons, or they had. The aliens had tons and tons and tons of people on their side. Like, like familiars to vampires or fucking trustees in fucking prison.
Highlander Watchers.
Yeah, Watchers weren't really getting involved, though.
Oh, that's fair. Okay.
But my point is, the government had to know about it and went along with it because maybe the aliens are much more powerful, and if it's easier for them to go along with it than it would be to buck the system. You know what I mean?
I do.
Maybe they know that if we go against the aliens, we're fucked. So the aliens are giving us a choice. We'll fucking destroy you, or you're going to play ball.
Right.
Again,
we'll assimilate your planet slowly.
Excuse me.
And a lot of people think that, too, that maybe there is an alien thing causing our global warming and terraforming our planet to make it more habitable for another alien species. But, again, this is all what-ifs of why they would keep it from us.
No, that's the truth, man.
That's the truth, is it?
Yeah. But I don't know. I mean, what else can you think of why they would keep alien contact from us? Because that's pretty fucking exciting, man. You know, everybody, we've been talking about aliens since 1947. Like, why would we?
Even longer, I'd say. But, yeah, pop culture.
I think it would be like an embarrassment thing if they did know about it. Like if Roswell and Area 51 was that shit, and then it came to a point to where like we had to tell people because there's shit happening. It'd be like, fuck, okay, we fucked up. We should have probably told you guys. We were trying to make a profit off the Velcro and the transistor and all this good shit that came after that. But
I don't
know why I mentioned Velcro there, but I feel like Velcro is important.
So do you feel like if that's the case, then it has to be the U.S. government acting individually, not a worldwide tribunal, more or less, conducting diplomacy?
Oh, we do what we want.
So that in that thing, you're saying there's not a worldwide diplomacy with the aliens, it's just the U.S. government?
Well, you just said it. Is it a worldwide diplomacy? No, we're dealing with aliens. Fuck yourselves.
Why don't you think if we as a civilization or as a humanity were to make contact with an outside species, wouldn't it make sense to act as one world when dealing with them?
Yeah, but so like... I mean, I guess it would.
I mean, that sounds kind of like at that point going past governments, you have, again, like a secret society that's handling all your alien affairs, like the Men in Black type of thing.
Almost
that'd
like
be the logical thing. Yeah, like the logical way to go.
Just a group of liaisons to them.
All right, these are our guys.
Let them go in and out as they please.
And nobody knows about it unless they have to know about it, sort of thing.
Sure, sure. And then you get the fucking bleepy things, right?
Somebody should write a book about that. Story of some sort. Movie. They could get Will Smith.
No. They already did that. Did you see their remake and that shit?
It's already out, dude.
Yeah. Everett and I were walking through fucking Best Buy yesterday, and I'm like, whoa, did you see Thor? He looks like one of the guys from Men in Black. And Everett just looks at me. He's like, yeah. So, well, I didn't know.
Not only is it Thor, his fucking partner is the woman.
Valkyrie.
Yeah,
Valkyrie's his partner. Jeez, Marvel.
What do you think it would take if the government is holding back for them to fess up, for them to come out and say, yeah, we did know?
Oh, like a big exposure. Like, so like if in Independence Day where they just fucking rolled up, stopped over New York. What's up, guys?
Do you think the government, because they didn't in that movie.
These are not aliens. Those are Somalians.
Well, no,
they've got good technology.
Those are Somalians.
They're here to help. So.
They are pirates. Be careful.
Yeah. What the fuck?
No, but think
they
of the movie Independence Day.
Something.
They didn't tell you shit in Independence Day.
Well, that's because it was just like immediately. Or how long were they there? They weren't there for that long.
12 hours or so, and then they fucking started in
okay,
other places.
So yeah. So, I mean.
But they don't have to tell you.
Well,
even
no,
if they
I mean,
show
they
up,
could,
even if they roll up, they don't have to tell you a goddamn thing.
Who, the government?
Right.
No, they don't have to tell you shit. They may not know shit.
What if, I think one of the few things that could do it is enough whistleblowers. If they were unable to silence or kill or for whatever reason keep people from whistleblowing, I think would be, and discredit, you know what I mean? I'm sure there'd be plenty of any way they can to make these people discredited. But
or disappear. There'd be a fair amount of suicides before they'd realize that maybe we can't kill them all.
You got to hear a force of numbers. So that's kind of like the Area 51 raid.
Kind
of. People were attempting at this point to force the hand of the government.
But it didn't work.
Well, no. Let's talk about a little bit Area 51 and why it didn't work. There was, 3.1 million or something people on Facebook going to the raid?
Yeah, are going. We're going.
Did you mark that you were going or maybe
of course.
Interested? You mark going?
I'm going.
Oh, man.
I already went.
You were there.
It was over. I pulled up and I was like, oh, shit, no, there's about 10 people here. I got to go.
I don't want to be seen. Yeah. I don't want to make it 11.
Right.
No, they say they showed up 1,500 people actually show up, 1,500 to 2,000 people. And only 150 people actually participated in the raid on the, or not the raid, so to speak. They trudged through the desert to get close to the gates of Area 51.
So it was between 100 and 150 people actually made it to the gate, that were at the gate, wanting
to
basically.
Get there. Yeah.
Five arrests, small misdemeanor crimes, all of them were. One guy pissed on the fence, went to jail for that. There were 12 injuries, no, what did I say earlier, 10 or 12 injuries. But the majority of those, 9 of the 12, I believe, were dehydration. So I was fucking right. There's going to be a bunch of people in the desert with no water.
Yeah, well, our idea was kind of to sell water, wasn't it?
Yeah, well, we'd have been fucked if we'd have done that, wouldn't we? 1,500 people, and we took 50,000 gallons out there.
50,000 wouldn't have been enough if there'd have been what they said, but we would have been rich. Think about selling a quart of water for fucking 10 bucks.
10 bucks.
Yeah.
Bottle of water, $10.
$40 a gallon, 50,000 gallons. We're talking 200 grand. Anyway,
I'm with
missed
it.
Out on that ripoff, didn't we? Societal revolt. You think society would ever revolt just for?
Would they? Is not the question. If they did, would be.
I don't see why
could
they
we
would.
Force it. Could we force it? We could. You don't think we could force the government's hand in revealing any information that we wanted if for a full societal revolt?
No, I don't think so.
300+ million Americans show
are revolting over aliens.
Over aliens. I'm not saying why. Why is it relevant? Could we force them into that?
Yes.
They work for us. We don't.
So what
work
you're
for
saying
them.
Basically then is a petition.
No.
Of 300 million strong.
That ain't gonna work though.
Well, nobody's quitting their jobs over fucking we know about aliens. I can't get past that. I don't think the government could do that because they never would. It would never happen.
Listen, man. Are we not speculating here?
We're speculating, but I mean, this is La La Land you're talking now.
I'm talking 300 million people show up on the White House lawn.
Mm-hmm. I know what you're talking.
This is what the fuck I'm talking.
Crazy shit is what you're talking.
They filled up the pool of the Washington Monument. They're hanging out by Lincoln's, you know, where he's sitting in the chair there in Washington. I don't remember the. Anyway, yeah, bunch of fucking people. I think it would force them to do it. If everybody in America was like, yep, let us clap the cheeks or we're coming to clap yours.
What do you have written down here? DVIDs tweeted a threatening tweet about the.
Oh, yeah. So do you not know what DVIDs is?
No, I'm not too familiar.
Did you erase it?
No, it's right there. It's the
Defense Visual Information Distribution Service.
Duh. Which is what?
I thought everybody knew what DVIDs was.
Okay, I see you have it written down here. What is it?
They're just like the Defense for Visual
Space
Information.
Force?
They distribute. They're a service that distributes visual information about defense.
So you don't really know at all?
No.
You just wrote this down and didn't bother to figure out what it meant.
But if you start at the back and go forward, it kind of makes it sound better.
So if there's a tweet about it, have you seen the tweet? Or you just wrote about the tweet?
No, I saw the tweet in the article, yeah.
So then what did they say they did on there?
It just said that if anyone that tried to breach it would be fired upon. Basically, it showed a picture of a gun and it was like, if you come to see them, and it had in quotations, them aliens, this is what you're going to see.
Is this a real place? DVIDs? Is this a real thing?
Yeah.
Hold on.
Look it
up. I don't buy it. DVIDs.
Well, you might not have to buy it.
I'm going to type in DVIDs.
Yeah,
because
they hashtag millennials and everything. Yeah, because they came out, the DOD came out and apologized for it, for that tweet.
Whoa. So it has something to do with the DOD.
Yeah, well, that's like. Probably who's in control of them, just like, you know, the Department of Defense. This
okay,
is
had nothing thing. To do with a gun. You're, once again, so full of shit. Here's the tweet.
Oh, okay, here we go.
The last thing millennials will see if they attempt Area 51 to raid today. And it is a picture of a stealth bomber with about 200 people standing in front of it. So that's kind of a threat, like they're going
to. No, that's not really a threat though. It's like you're coming in to see a stealth bomber. That's what we got here. They're revealing the information that they wanted right there.
Yeah, but it's the last thing you're going to see.
Last thing you're going to see. Yeah. But do you want? We talked about this before too. Do we want our government to submit to hostile powers of hostile homegrown people?
Let's put it like this: if it's submit or die, yes. You know what I mean? Submit or we will subjugate you. Yes, we submit. What do you need? When you do that, rather than like, you've not seen the movie Battlefield Earth, but in the movie Battlefield Earth, basically we get subjugated by an alien race. They turn us into a slave race to do their gold digging, and we send gold off back with them.
Right, right.
Kind of like Stargate. Whenever
Stargate, I've
Ra
seen that.
Had all those people on the other side of the Stargate.
Or the 1500s.
Is that what happened with them? They were
Africa,
all used for slaves?
Africa, they brought them here. Yeah, that's slavery.
I didn't know that. So yeah, rather than turn us all into slaves, I would say, yeah, we're going to play ball. Wouldn't you do that? If you were the government?
What about revolt? Is that not a possibility?
It is always a possibility. But that's what you as a government are, you know, like, I got to keep this down. This is part of the deal. We don't tell nobody, and we do what we can to discredit.
I could see that. I also could see the government saying, look, guys, if you're here for the anal probes or whatever medical procedures you're trying to find out about our species,
if you're here for the anal probes,
we could give you 20 Americans a year, but
Americans,
you have to bring them back, and they can't remember shit. But you can do whatever the fuck you want to them.
Why would they want Americans?
Well, no, it's just what we're offering. That's all we can offer.
That's what we got.
I can't give you English people, man. I don't live there, and I don't run that place.
Yeah, well,
Americans?
I give them like Swedes and shit. Some real fine Icelandic people. They're real fine stock.
Oh yeah,
those big 7-foot fuckers over there in Iceland. I mean, let's get it figured out.
They want to go into the past. Give them some of the Sentinelese people. It's 60,000 years. Their DNA. They've been not touched by outside sources.
Oh yeah,
a couple of them. You want to go back a little bit? You know, hey.
Just kind of point them in the right direction.
Yeah. Hey, talk to me. I can help you.
If you guys have a problem with arrows, you might avoid that one, though.
Because they
shoot you with an arrow.
That's the only fucking Achilles heel to their spaceships. Fucking arrows. With a rock on the end of
it. Our only weakness. How did you know?
The audio and video not lined up. I am not sure.
Is it not?
I don't know.
Let's do a clap test. Hold on. You tell me.
Clap on.
Clap off.
Clap on, clap off.
Mid-show clap test. What is this world coming to? All right, let's keep going here. Air Force warns that the alien stock that they would take all measures to defend the base if there's an attempt to breach its security. Yeah, well.
As they should.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's a top secret military installation.
Can you imagine if 3 million people showed up, though? Honestly, let's wax poetic.
Well, what would they have done?
Nevada says they were prepared for 250K. So they kind of took the gamble we did. Or we're talking about doing, go out there with the water. So they prepare for 250K and
those
don't have to.
Counties, the individual counties right around
Lincoln
there are very
County,
poor
yeah,
counties.
Rachel, yeah.
They took a big hit because they had to prepare.
They were thinking
they took a lot. They took a big financial hit on this because they were preparing for a lot of stuff to happen. They spent a bunch of money. The one county was exactly the same number, too. 250K is what they are down on preparing for the eventual storm.
You know what they ought to do is set up some good tourism there and have somebody do drone tours of Area 51. Say fuck it.
Ooh.
This is a drone that I'm going to lose. I know it.
How many shotgun shells they going to blast?
We need 15 people paying $100 here for this tour. This tour ain't happening because I ain't losing my drone.
Can you imagine being the fucking guy that's working on the alien spaceship in Area 51? You're just cranking a fucking ratchet, and all of a sudden there's another fucking drone right by you.
It's like fly swatter. Where's my fucking?
Give me the shotgun, Jimmy. Fucking bastards.
I can imagine. Would they shoot them? What do we got here?
Oh, would they shoot him? Do you think they would shoot him?
If 100,000 people,
100,000 right up in Area 51, would they start killing people?
Let's go back a step. Do we think 100,000 people could get there?
No, that's not the fucking question.
That is the question.
Been doing this.
No, let's talk about reality, not like ifs. Because if would they shoot people? I don't know. Let's figure out.
Well, we're talking about aliens, so we're kind of talking about ifs.
Fair enough. But we're not talking about a fake place. We're talking about a real place. So we are back to ifs. If 100,000 people can make it to the desert, for whatever reason they weren't stopped, like even getting close enough, obviously they could. 100,000 people, that's an army unlike ever any seen.
Yeah, but against an F-15?
Even still.
They get a fighter jet up there?
Even still.
It's just mowing down waves of people, dude.
So
mowing them
even
down.
If they killed 75,000 people,
which
there's
is
still
a 20, fucking bunch.
There's still 25 fucking thousand people storming.
I wonder how many employees work there.
Even if there's 10,000, all armed with sidearms, 25,000 people raiding you.
If you got 5,000 trained soldiers armed with a rifle, though.
Yeah. Well, okay.
That, then, I mean, 25,000 ain't shit.
Let me ask you this. Would they shoot only if there's something that worth keeping people from seeing?
So you think if it was just F-15s and stealth bombers and shit like that, they'd let people in?
I think they
100,000 strong. I want you to kill them.
I think at that point they would be like, fuck it, we're just going to let you in. There's going to be consequences.
Like
whoever the
call?
Ringleaders of this is, probably
you're
the people on the base.
Put to death.
You think you're getting put to death by the government for that?
I mean, how would you not? You just led a basic mutiny or treason against your...
That's not a mutiny.
No, it's not a mutiny. It's basically treason.
It's not even, well, it might be treason, but it's like say you're out in a fucking Navy ship. And you get boarded. That's piracy, basically. You're taking over a government base. It's going into a government building and doing a fucking hostage situation. That's a lot like what you're doing here. You're going where you're not supposed to be and breaking rules.
Yeah, with force.
Trespassing.
Yeah.
There's a lot of laws being broke here. Point being, would they shoot you? I think they might if there was something worth showing. But if there's that many thousands of people, I don't think they would. And even if there was only a few people, I don't think they'd bother shooting you. I think they would, at that point, just arrest you. You know, if there's 150 people like what showed up, there's no way they'd shoot them.
You know there's an asshole out there that's going to bring
gun.
His guns.
Well, they'd probably shoot that
maybe
guy.
Maybe probably two or three. If you got 25,000 of them that are coming down there to storm that are actually committed to it, some are going to have guns.
Hmm.
I mean, what do you think, man? This is America, man. Come on. You know how many 3%ers are going to be down there to see them aliens?
Phew.
I would think that there's a lot of fucking people would have guns. You know what I mean? Because why wouldn't you? If you're going down there to storm a military installation, I mean, use your brain. You're going to have a gun. This, you're not going to the library.
I'm glad people aren't using their brains like
the library, right?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You're not going over there.
But the point of this whole thing wasn't an armed raid. It was just a raid on Area 51. Mostly it was a joke, which we're figuring out now, that nobody was in on. Everybody was just in on the memes, you know what I mean?
It was a guy.
And that's another fucking thing. If I got to hear it's only for the memes one more time. You people can shove memes up your ass. Memes are cool. Stop living your life by them.
This guy fucking put that shit on Facebook, and he later had to, like, because they were going to sue him. The state of Nevada and the government were going to sue him over this. And he ended up like working a deal with them where he set up another thing in Las Vegas, on the strip of Las Vegas, for people to just come to. And, you know, it was kind of like a...
I didn't hear about that. That's
yeah, yeah. Well, that guy actually was going to get in fucking trouble, but he made a new like party or whatever. Set of the storm on Area 51 for people to come to.
Grave in the chat says he thinks everyone would know it would be suicide to pull a firearm out in there. Yeah, I think a lot of people wouldn't care, though. Like... A lot of these assholes don't give a fuck about their own life. Think if somebody's hardcore enough to make it to Area 51.
Let alone 25,000 of them.
Yeah, I mean, there's going to be a few in this
crowd. There's
going
to be a lot that's got guns. How many of you motherfuckers in the chat right now would have a gun if you went to a military installation to do something like this?
A lot of these people don't go anywhere with that gun.
Exactly.
So.
Hell, I got two on me right now.
Go ahead and make a Surreal Talk meme. But my point is... It's the culture of the meme, you know what I mean? People are taking this shit a little bit too far. They only do it for the screenshot, you know what I mean? It's that type of mentality.
Do you remember seeing your first meme? I'm like, why is this picture got words on it?
I don't know. It's too long ago.
Do you remember me texting you that?
I don't know.
Like, what are these pictures with words? What the fuck is this?
I don't recall.
Well, yeah, of course, it was like 12 years ago, but...
Hunter of the Dank says the lag is annoying. I left it, came back.
It's still janky, huh? Are we dropping frames at all?
Doesn't look like it, but... I don't know, we can go back to the other camera if you want. That one wasn't getting lag.
It's all fucked up, though. Right,
let's go back. Fuck it.
You want to do it? Here, I got it.
You can do it. Well, Eric's going to somehow figure this out. I guess we'll be offline here in a minute.
No, we're not going to be offline. Where's the other camera?
I don't know. It was hanging there. Yeah, it's still hanging there. Just unscrew that one and screw the other one back on. It'll be fine. So Tom DeLonge, I'm going to go ahead and start skipping over to him as you're doing that there. Tom DeLonge. Somebody fucking in the chat tell me, is it long? Or longe with a J.
Is it longitude or latitude?
It's not latitude. This guy, for the past several years, has been making headlines. He's a big time in the aliens and other fucking weird shit. Has exposed on, what was his name of his thing? Star or something like that? Star Labs. It's the Academy of Arts and Sciences, founded to the stars, Academy of Arts and Sciences. It's a YouTube channel where he had released supposed videos of Air Force pilots having interactions with unidentified flying objects, or UAPs, sorry, in like Hornets. What is it, F-18 Hornets, I believe it was? Well, at least in the Nimitz incident?
I'm not sure.
I think you got to figure it out, man. I'll go ahead and make the change on the thing. You can sit back down. I got this.
Do it?
I got this. Anyway, Tom DeLonge.
There's your charger on the stream.
Yes, sir. And yeah. That's it. You got it.
Oh, Tom DeLonge. Yeah. Everybody, I don't know if everybody did, but I remember watching his Joe Rogan Experience episode, what, maybe a year ago, if that, maybe less than a year ago. And it was pretty crazy because everybody thought this dude's, you know, full of shit, because he was saying shit like, you know, Joe's like, well, how do you know that? And he's like, I can't tell you, Joe. You know, like just being a cocksucker about stuff. Not really a cocksucker, but something you would expect someone that is lying.
Was full of shit?
Yeah, just, I mean, you could just look
I
at
remember
it.
A year ago, Neil deGrasse Tyson coming out and going against Tom DeLonge and being like, listen, Tom, if there was anything real, let me see if I can find the exact quote on it, because Neil was pretty shitty about it. Not that I blame him, for the record.
Well, let's be honest, you don't like him anyway.
Who, Neil or Tom? Either one. I don't like anybody.
Or Bob.
Bob Lazar?
Yeah, Neil really and Bob.
Let's see here. Hold on. I found it on loudwire.com.
What are you looking for? The Neil deGrasse Tyson?
The quote.
Yeah.
He says, call me when you have a dinner invite from an alien. Oh, God damn these websites. Where did everyone go?
Well, I mean,
go?
I wouldn't mind having dinner with an alien. Can you imagine what you'd talk about over dinner with an alien?
Man, I talk about a lot with an alien. Call me in. Every dinner, the average is so paltry. This fucking website sucks.
So, hey, going back to Tom DeLonge, or DeLonge, whatever the fuck. One thing I couldn't find was where he got the video. Like, I couldn't find anywhere where that dude got those videos from. Like, did he get sent to him? Did he buy them? Did he find them online? Did he steal them? Are they classified? I don't know. I couldn't fucking find where he got those videos from. The audio is perfect now. Thank you. That's because I'm somewhat of an IT specialist. It's no big deal, though.
Find a good website for it. But basically, he's along the lines of there's so much paltry evidence. Like, the evidence is so paltry, you know what I mean?
Yeah. This guy in the chat is just dead. That was good.
Hold on, I'm going to get her right here.
But yeah, if anyone knows where he got those from, man, please tell us. Because, like, I could not fucking find anywhere where that dude got those videos from. And I looked, too. I looked at him, like, a bunch of different times. I agree with Lazar. Anyways. But, yeah, so, you know, he's Blink-182 frontman.
I'm trying to get this here.
What are you getting?
This quote, finally. The evidence is so paltry for aliens to visit. Oh, my fucking God, with this website.
Like, just whitelist it.
I did. I totally whitelisted it, and it's still blinking out. Let me try it in Safari. You gotta love technology. I'm glad I'm not in tech.
Ryan Young. I hope that was a shot at me.
What did he say?
He's like, I can't do anything. I'm weak. I don't know anything, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera.
Sounds about like me.
Yeah, it sounds right, right? But he actually now has a History Channel show, not Ryan Young, but Tom DeLonge. Yeah, and it's called Unidentified, Inside America's UFO Investigation. So I can't help but be a little salty about
it. You watched
that.
It at all? Or
no.
You just heard about it?
No.
I don't have a cable, so I couldn't watch it.
He's the one that pulled our spot. That was our spot.
Oh, that's the one? You're fucking crazy.
Well, I can't get this fucking loaded. But they all have the same parent company, which is History.
So. I'm just going to reload it like 19 times until I can get the entire quote out.
Is that not what you should do? When something's not working, just keep hitting the button?
Yeah, pretty much.
That's what I thought. Anyway, so the fucking quote isn't important. Who cares? Neil deGrasse Tyson, shit on Tom DeLonge.
Yeah, fair enough.
So, yeah, I mean, I didn't really...
I have the video footage if you want to watch it, though. I can put it out on the stream.
I would like to see it again if you guys want to watch it.
I'm sure it's going to fucking fuck up because that's just what shit does around here.
Yeah.
Let me see here. Flip over to the right tab. There's the tab.
Gimbal.
Let me hit the button over here. So, yeah, he called one of his videos Gimbal. So, here we go. I'm going to go ahead and hit play.
This is a UAP.
Do-do-do-do-do.
We got sound with this or no?
I should have.
Okay.
Uh-oh. I don't hear anything.
You're not muted. This content has chain of custody documentation to ensure preservation of the original condition. Taken abroad.
Oh, I hear something.
Is it coming out of your computer? Nope, now I'm getting the laggy thing.
It's coming out of my computer.
You hear me? This computer?
Out of my computer.
Say mine's not. It's not working. I got the circle now.
Yep. We're totally not ready for this one today.
No, the lag too. I just reload your lag. That's not working.
Yeah, this shit ain't working.
Censor it. No, it is. Yeah, it is.
It's not on the stream, though. Look over there. It's still showing the same fucking thing over there on the stream. Well, we tried, but we suck.
Yes, sir. We definitely.
Anyway,
definitely
just
do.
Search for Gimbal, GIMBAL. It's the first official UAP footage from the USG for public release. Basically, what you're seeing here on this video is cockpit footage in both infrared and visual. That shows some sort of weird object, later described as a 47-foot-long tic-tac by a...
Switch it back.
Oh, yeah, good point. By one of the Navy pilots that were involved. Did I switch the right thing or didn't?
Boy, Everett.
I know. This is why we're getting a real producer to do this coming soon.
Yeah. So. Coming soon to a podcast studio near you.
That's my
actual producer.
Hashtag soon is my... I should have that tattoo
right
on my fucking forehead.
Mm-hmm. Anyway...
What was I talking about?
Nothing. We were going to go... We already talked about, yes, if there was contact, but now we're on to no.
Oh, no, that footage. So what
fuck
it was
that
is... that's the whole point of the show.
I know.
So we watched the footage this morning. Basically...
It's pretty nuts.
It shows the tracking footage where the camera on the plane is trying to keep track of this object that's going super fucking fast.
20,000 feet in the air, mind you, so that's the altitude.
Well, one of the stories you heard was it was up at 20,000 feet. It dove, went under the water. The pilot went after it with this plane.
That's not what we see on video, though.
No, but this is the same guy talking about in a similar incident. It comes fucking slamming up out of the water again, back up to 20,000 feet in a matter of time. He said he was pulling something like 1,300 G's is what that would have had to have done to do that.
Jesus.
Any human inside of that would have been turned to a goddamn mush.
Yeah, you're a pile of bones and fucking skin at that point.
Yeah, a human can handle, what, 8 or 9 G's if you're Superman, more or less?
No, you don't have to be Superman,
well,
but
know,
fuck, you're going to pass out at like
human,
7
yeah.
G's.
Yeah. So I thought that was pretty nuts. Pentagon confirms the existence of the Advanced Aerospace Threat Initiative program, which I found to be interesting that we actually had that. They claim, though, it started in 2007. They claim they shuttered the program in 2012. But the former lead of the program came out just recently. It says, no, in fact, it was not shut down. I just recently quit the job, and they hired a guy to replace me. So I know for a fact that this is still up and going.
Really? So, but they just confirmed it recently, though?
Right. And yeah, just recently. Well, no, they in 2012 recently, they said that's whenever it ended.
Okay. And this guy quit just recently, and he's telling you about it now. How do those people get those classified ass jobs when they come out and talk about it like that?
I don't know. You think they
that we have whistleblowers, but if like if you're the government and you're like, you know, you're fucking rolling through a stack of applications and shit, and you're like, oh, can we trust this guy?
It's a whole process to get secret, top secret
clearance. Yeah,
top secret. There's a whole bunch of different clearance
above
levels.
Top secret.
Yeah, like I don't even know what they are. Civilians can get them though. Like if you go to work for the DOD doing computer programming, you have to get secret or top secret clearance just to do that.
Yeah.
But they go through a big, long vetting process to give you that clearance. I want to know how these people pass the vetting. Isn't there a psychological profile to say this guy's most likely going to be a rat?
I mean, you would think so. God, that stream looks like hell.
Does it?
Yeah, you would think there's some sort of vet. I'm sure there is. They've got to have that. Just these people change over time, and they're like, you know what? Fuck it. I'm telling everybody. Maybe they got something wrong with them. They're going to die in 6 months anyway. Like, fuck it.
Yeah.
But that's a real problem with the whole contact happening behind our backs thing, man, is that there's so many people that have to be involved in this. And, I mean, it could be anything from someone that files papers, which probably wouldn't happen anymore because everything's digital. But back in the day, you know, 47, fuck, you got people that are filing papers.
It's true.
You know what I mean? They're looking at that shit. There's people that have to be there that have to be involved in it. There's just a number of people. Can you keep them all quiet? Can you kill them all?
Yeah, the amount of people you'd have to have is just astronomical.
Right, and the thing is, you got to try to do that with as little amount of people as possible. So you need 1,000, but you're going to try to do it with 100. You know, overworked, overstressed. Of course these guys are going to go, fucking aliens. Fuck these motherfuckers, you know what I mean?
I do.
I wouldn't have to work 78 hours a week. I could see my wife and kid.
I feel like we've kind of answered the question, or at least talked about it enough, of why, if it has happened, why haven't we heard about it? But if it hasn't happened, why hasn't it happened? The obvious, quick number one answer is there's no such thing as aliens.
Well, that's, yeah, I mean, that's a cop-out in my opinion.
I disagree with that.
Cop-out.
But we're all aware of the Fermi paradox. We talked about it in a couple of other episodes. There are, at least on Wikipedia, are showing 23 different reasons for the paradox that could be causing this. Number one, extraterrestrial life is rare or non-existent. That's basically the no aliens argument.
Yeah, that's bullshit, though.
No other intelligent species have arisen. Possible.
That's possible.
We could be the first intelligent species, quote unquote. We might not even qualify for
I fucking hope not. In the universe, I fucking hope not.
Third, intelligent alien species lack advanced technology. So that's kind of where we're at.
Yeah. Now that's possible. There could be Pluto. Could have tons of things on it. Tons of species. They just can't get here.
Very well possible. The water world paradox, which is basically, it's the Goldilocks.
Dry land
zone.
Is
like,
a myth.
Well, no, like we're the for a planet to have water to be in the Goldilocks zone is a very rare thing. So
yeah.
You're either too close, too far, too big, too small.
Yeah. And for it to have water is the thing. Like you can be in the Goldilocks zone, but you just be a rock planet with, you know, no fucking, you know, because we have water because comets hit us in early formation.
Right. Well, we could have been too close, got our fucking, there's many reasons we could have not had water, but.
Yeah.
Number five, it is the nature of intelligent life to destroy itself. Coupled with number six here, it is the nature of intelligent life to destroy others. I think both are probably true.
Fuck. Make you take a long, hard look at yourself, huh?
Well, think about that. As humanity, like with nuclear weapons or any other advanced civilization, they get to nukes. There's a good chance you might destroy yourself before you get out there.
Oh, yeah. 100% could. But so what do you think is more likely? We destroy ourselves before we figure this out?
Or? Well, I mean, you can't have the other without the one.
Do you think...
Or backwards.
We'll
you
kill,
couldn't have the one if you had the other.
Do you think humanity will survive long enough to figure out
interstellar
travel?
And if we do we go out there
travel?
And become predators, basically?
Yes.
I think we will survive long enough to get interstellar travel. If it is at all possible, I think we'll survive that long. Do I think we'll get out there? Depends. Think about it like this. Once we get out, you know, like the technology 50,000 years from now, it's pretty common where people can have their own personal spacecrafts.
Right.
There's going to be colonies popping up all over the fucking galaxy that aren't able to be governed by one government that's so far away.
So like insurrectionist in the Halo world. So like they would get planets. That
piracy. There'd be
a
piracy.
A whole planet, Harvest, only had 2 million people on Harvest.
Right. Well, even think about this. You could have pirates. It'd be just like the olden days of like the oceans, where there was people out exploring, but there was no no protection there because it's the wilds. Yeah, so if you get out to the wilds of space, I bet people would pirate people. It would be our tendency to destroy others.
Definitely would be.
Number seven, periodic extinction by natural events. Earthquakes or
asteroids.
Intelligent civilizations are too far apart in space or time.
That's definitely a possibility.
Time makes a lot of sense. We just missed them. You know what I mean? They came up 5 billion years ago.
Right.
So, I mean, we know that there's been galaxies come and go, entire solar systems that have lived their entire existence.
What do we got? 5 billion left on our sun?
Well, that's how far we've gone. It's about 5 billion. Our sun's got a lot of time left on it before it completely goes. In a couple billion years, it'll go red supergiant and fucking suck us in and all that.
Right. So we're dead. At that point, it's as good as supernova.
That's another natural disaster, if you ask me.
Yeah.
How about lack of resources to spread physically throughout the galaxy? So you were able to get out there, but you don't have what it takes to build what you need to get out there.
Right. That's good one. Yeah, I didn't think about that. Like trees and fucking ore and everything.
We don't have the material to build our own Death Star.
Fuck.
Basically.
Well, we got to go to another planet.
Why couldn't you, though? They say there's enough in the Kuiper Belt. Isn't that the one between Mars and Jupiter?
Yeah, I think so.
Whatever that fucking meteor zone is over there. They say there's enough, you know, materials on that to do whatever the fuck we could ever want. You just got to mine it.
Well, it's just rock, right?
Rock and metal, you know, iron. It's the stuff in the beginning of the solar system. So there's plenty of
stuff. I mean, fuck, that's probably good metal, too.
They have plans out like that now Chinese to go out and mine for gold on asteroids. I mean, there's an actual plan for that. I don't know that they'll do it, but where are we at?
Is there oil in outer space?
Petroleum? I mean, petroleum is an organic, so if you
what have I'm to saying have, is that's how you're going to get America out there.
Oil?
Yeah.
There's an alcohol cloud out there that's like fucking couple trillion gallons of alcohol that exists.
Native American joke?
No, not Native American joke. Jesus Christ.
Okay.
You've already gone too far.
Okay. I didn't know. I know where you're going with that. Shit.
Lack of desire to live on other planets. We could do it, but fucking why bother?
That's you. That right there, that's you. We can get there. Math shows it. We ain't got
to
do it.
That's pretty much how I am, too. Math shows it. Why bother at this point? Do we need something over there?
Yeah, you know, what do they got there?
Is that the only place I can get batteries for my remote? Then maybe I'm making the trip. Otherwise, you know, no, I don't have a reason.
Is that the only place weed grows in the galaxy still?
Okay, then I'm moving there.
Yeah, we're moving there, yeah, for sure.
It is cheaper to transfer information for exploration. That makes good sense.
Wait, what?
Why bother sending humans when you can just send probes?
Yeah,
You can just send a signal.
Or a dog.
No, well, why bother to send anything living that you have to feed or sustain?
Okay.
If you can't feed it, you know, a byproduct of a chemical or reaction of some sort, like energy, it's probably not worth your dime.
Why bother sending a sensor when you can't maintain it?
What?
Make sure it's not got smudges on it. Make sure it's operating correctly.
Well, you'd think of that. Like whenever they send those Mars rovers over that, they have ways to clean off the fucking solar panels and shit. You know what I mean? They're not going to send it over there and be like, oh, fuck, we didn't think of this. That happens rarely.
You think that has ever happened, though?
The Hubble telescope. You don't know about the story of the Hubble telescope?
No.
So they made this, like, I think it's like an 8-meter wide mirror that has to go up there, right? And whenever it has to be fucking ground perfectly to like microns. Perfect. But they made some small miscalculations about how it would bend in space. So they sent it up there and they took their first pictures of the Hubble telescope completely blurry. Yeah.
Ooh, no, I didn't know.
Somebody figured out a way to fucking flex the mirror in place. And they were able to repair it, and they took those first images after they repaired it, and you could see, you know, 13 billion years into the past with it, and it was clear they knew they had fixed it. But yeah, it was like a big deal. People were pissed. We spent $5 billion on this telescope, and it fucking can't see shit. I can't believe you never hear that.
Motherfuckers, this tax money for the last 4 years been going to this shit?
It's exactly what happened. You have to get some time, and like, there's like 5-minute videos on YouTube of like what the problem was, how they fixed it, and how it was like nearly the biggest fuck up in science history.
Wow. We might as well bring it up because Luar's brought it up a few times. The Kardashian scale.
Lars?
No, I said Luar. I already made that distinction last week. I felt like that's who it is.
Yeah, you can't say Lars. And I'm trying to get over it. I don't want to bring up Lars anymore because I don't think he's ever coming back. Anyway, the Kardashev scale. What's that got to do with what we're talking about?
Well, he just keeps bringing it up. We're not worthy enough because we aren't even on the Kardashev scale.
Yeah, we're not even a one. We can't. One is it's take all the energy from your own planet.
Yeah, we can't harvest that much energy.
Well, it's the same thing with the Prime Directive we were talking about. If we earlier today, like in Star Trek universe, they have the Prime Directive that if you haven't developed warp technology, not only you're not worthy really to contact, it is forbidden to contact you.
Yeah,
because you can't. They don't want to fuck with the natural progression of a species. Once they get to the point where they can go out themselves and make it into the, you know, the inner.
Then you get in the club.
Right. But until then, no. Let them do their thing. They might destroy themselves.
You a baby.
Right.
We don't want you. Yeah, well, right. Can you blame them, though?
It's like trying to bring ants into our, like, let's give the ant, like, right, so fucking cockroaches a seat at the table in the Pentagon.
Why go contact them? Okay, why? What's the point? You're going to keep, you want them to keep calling you to come back?
Especially,
hey, man,
if it's not
keep
rare.
Coming back. No, you got a car. Come out here.
Especially if it's not rare. If there's plenty of life out there and plenty of life that hasn't evolved to the point where they're worth contacting, we are just another insect.
Yeah.
More or less. You know what I mean? We're hairless monkeys out there throwing rocks at each other, more or less, until we can get out there and find the shit for ourselves. Where are we at here? Human beings have not existed long enough. That kind of goes with me with the whole not too far apart in space and time. You know what I mean? We haven't existed long enough. That makes sense, but maybe other species didn't exist long enough.
You mean on other planets?
Right. Well, other species, yeah. Maybe on this planet.
Oh, you think there was another advanced civilization on this planet?
I don't want to keep going back into Star Trek, but there was an episode in Voyager where they had met a species. I think I talked about it on the show before.
Uh-huh.
The dinosaur species.
Yeah.
Yeah. Maybe there has been other species on our planet.
Reptilians.
You think that's still what's going on now is with what the
reptilians are? No, but I mean, I feel like that's what they were hinting at.
They could have been. I never really kind of put that two and two together, but.
Think about it. They crawled inside the Earth when the asteroid hit. Developed like that.
Well, in that episode, they got out here before the asteroid. But let's see. We are not listening properly. Now, that I find to be a fucking real good possibility of why we haven't. Well, like, what is it? Hyperspace or what is it they call in Star Trek again? They have a
Jesus Christ. You know, I could bring up Star Wars this many times, but you bitched about it so much earlier.
I'm talking about the technology, like actual technology. If you can bring up a technological like example, then fine, bring it up.
What are we talking about again?
how they communicate in Star Trek.
Oh, well, how do they communicate from Tatooine all the way over to Coruscant? Just like this. You know,
there's a technology for that.
Yeah. Well,
but if we don't have it, we can't get into it. It's like how Native Americans use smoke signals and we came up with cell phones. I think it's how that went back down in the 1700s or something. My history is really bad, but you get my point. If we don't have cell phone tech or don't know about cell phone tech, we can't spy on it. We can't make a phone call into their system.
Yeah. All right. Well, it's like the I guess you would call it an analogy. So like saying that there's nothing out there, there's no aliens is like going to the ocean with a cup and then, getting a cup of water.
There's
saying,
no fish in this ocean.
No whales.
Yeah, no whales.
Shit's done. No more water. Yeah, there ain't no whales in this ocean. You know what I mean? We have not looked fucking this far in front of our faces. There's so much.
Right.
And we've just not.
And we don't know how to look.
We might not know how to look.
There's
maybe these are crazy interdimensional beings that you can only see with certain types of light refraction off of Venus.
I'm gonna pound through these last ones because I feel like we're taking a lot of time on this, but we're not listening properly, obviously. Civilizations broadcast detectable radio signals only for a brief period of time. So that's kind of like us. We're already getting past the point of doing standard analog radio. We're going digital, and it doesn't need to go out as far.
Right.
Let's see. Civilization, they tend to isolate themselves. I can see that happen. If you get far enough along, you start to get scared of, other civilizations. Get a little paranoid.
Maybe your leader in space becomes a fucking narcissistic asshole and decides that, he's just going to be the king of this species and never go contact anyone else.
Could very well be. Outcomes between all and nothing. I don't understand that. They are too alien. So that's like if they're not humanoid. What if they're corporeal or non-corporeal, like an energy being?
Ethereal?
Yeah. Ethereal, non-corporeal. Either way. They don't exist in the same way we exist.
Sure, yeah.
How would we talk to them? Would we know to talk to them? Like, do they recognize
why
us
would
as life?
Why would they talk to us? What I mean?
Well, maybe
you talk to a worm?
What if they were us at one point?
Hey, worm, what'd you have for lunch? You got six hearts?
So there was an episode of Star Trek where there was this human civilization. It was on
I can believe
humanoid
it.
Civilization. It was on the verge of evolution into the next level of their species. Like, so you remember in Cocoon, those people were made of light? Basically, that guy turned into one of the cocoon people.
Angels.
They turned into cocoon people.
They're angels.
So what if these energy beings, these ethereal, non-corporeals, angels, as Eric says, what if they used to be humanoid? And they recognize us as a form of life, but maybe we're just not...
We're not advanced.
Yeah.
We're a slobbering, blithering buffoon.
Here's a good one. Everyone is listening, but no one is transmitting. That'd be funny.
What do you mean?
Eh? It's just everybody going, eh? Anybody out there? But nobody going, hey, I'm here.
Right, right. Nobody's actually hollering out. But we sent some shit out, though, didn't we?
Yeah, but it's not like we sent it out so much on purpose. I mean, we have, but
some
Voyager was for.
That's exactly right. So that's what I was saying. Something makes me think Voyager 1 had something that just was constantly transmitting through its entire journey.
Well, back to us.
Not outward, not a fucking...
No, that's what it had, the, like, the fucking, that record with, you know, with, like, some songs from Earth and...
It had the picture of the fucking male and female. It was our anatomy to know when, you know, like, this is where...
Exactly.
It had a star map on it to show we were the third rock from the sun or from the star. It, what else did it have on it? There was a bunch of stuff on there.
Plenty of stuff. I'm pretty sure that's how Voyager went about it. Oh,
how big was that?
How big was Voyager?
Yeah, like, you know, I, 20 feet wide?
So what? How big was the Voyager... probe?
Because I tend to think a probe is small.
How small?
Because it's small enough to fit in your anus.
Okay, the instrument boom was about 3 meters long. The plasma wave antenna was 10 meters long. The whole fucking thing weighed 1,797 pounds.
That's it?
1,800 pounds?
That's it?
It's pretty big. Try to get some.
Yeah, but it's, you said 30 meters?
The main section of Voyager 1...
No, 10 meters. That's like 34 feet.
The main antenna is 12 foot in diameter, about the size of a large room. So
12 foot in diameter?
You want to see what it looks like?
Yeah, please.
Here, I'll put it over on the screen over here. Sorry.
For something as big as that... Yeah, say for something that... Oh, yeah, and that only weighs 1,700 pounds?
Yeah. It's got ion thrusters in it.
Really? What year did they launch that again?
70s, I believe. Huh. Let's see. Earth is not deliberately contacted, so that's kind of like the zoo thing where we're kind of, you know, don't fuck with
those guys. There's a smell coming from Earth.
Not contacted, like... purposely isolated.
Uh-huh.
It is dangerous to communicate. Now, that's a Stephen Hawking type of thing there. He warned about putting too much out there and getting contact with a species that we can't handle.
That we're not fucking slated to deal with.
They are here unacknowledged. That is the last one, so...
That means they don't give a fuck what we think.
Well, that's the they live thing. You know, they're here, but they're hiding basically in plain sight, or, and like in an episode of Star Trek where they were fucking...
God damn it.
Well, there's been so many, like when it comes to contact, that is a big part of Star Trek. Seek out new life, a new civilizations.
New worlds.
I can't think of a much more, you know, pertinent show than Star Trek for this. They had made like outpost in the middle, like on the edge of these towns, like this ancient fucking, well, they seemingly ancient compared to where we are. They were in a low state of development, more or less like the Bronze Age people, but they had put holograms up to where it looks like they're rocks and they sit there and just watch. They were there, but they're not letting them know they're there. So it's kind of like an anthropology.
Oh, okay.
So you're just kind of watching and whatnot.
Grave Knives and Chess says, I'd volunteer to get biologically upgraded in a sweet set of Spartan armor. Oh, well, yeah. I mean, who wouldn't?
I'd take some Mjolnir armor, yeah. Eric Hicks says, Star Trek is so dumb.
That's because he's right.
Is it? Why is it dumb? Let's go ahead and get this out there. What do you got against Star Trek? It's not Star Wars?
No, God, no.
Then what do you got against Star Trek?
Against it?
Yeah.
It's not Star Wars. it's not, there's not enough.
What?
Flavor.
Flavor, my dick. You just haven't watched it.
There's just not enough flavor. They all wear the same thing. They're all, it's just
Jedi's dress a lot differently, let me tell you. They all dress very separately.
Well, I mean, they got
there's more fucking color in Star Trek uniforms than there are in Jedi uniforms, let me tell you that.
Black, gray, white. Yeah, I get it. Okay. So that I'll take that, concede that point.
I don't like Star Trek because I'm full of shit.
No, that has nothing to do with it. There's just no story to it that's really.
What?
That's. There's just no...
Are you trying to trigger me?
Graves is right in the chat. The Next Generation was good. Okay, John Luke Picard liked him. He's all right.
So the entirety of Next Generation was
Crusher,
good? So you're going
cool.
into DS9, going into Voyager, because that's all the same run right there.
No, I'm just talking about the Next Generation.
Yeah, see, I'd see DS9 was even better than Next Generation.
I didn't watch that one.
You should. So you're talking shit about stuff you never watched is the problem.
No, I'm talking shit about Star Trek being not as good as a lot of people pick it
but
out
But if you've
be.
Never watched it, you don't know.
Yeah, I did. I watched The Next Generation.
You've watched one Star Trek show.
Uh-huh.
And you're making a blanket statement.
About general Star Trek?
Yeah.
Oh.
Well, yeah. That seems pretty weak.
Well, maybe, but Star Trek sucks, so.
You can't say that if you haven't watched it. You just can't. It's not even fair to the thing. That's like somebody saying Surreal Talk sucks, but I've never bothered to watch it.
We do.
But somebody who's never watched it, that's not fair for them to say, is my point.
But it's their opinion, so they can have it.
It's an informed opinion. They can't.
It's not based in fact, that's for sure.
Yeah. See, now you're not even... I think what you're doing now is that thing where you just start fucking rambling and doing whatever you can to make up for the fact that you have an opinion that's just... There's no reason to have an opinion.
I'm opinionated.
But for no reason. You have no reason.
I don't like it.
But you have no reason. You talk shit on something.
I like it, and I didn't talk shit. I said I don't like it.
You said, hold on, let me go back up here.
Star Trek is so dumb.
Yeah. You're saying this is dumb.
Well,
you've not watched it.
It's dumb.
See, you're so full of shit.
I got no reason. I don't have to tell you why. I don't have to tell you why I don't like Star Trek. Yeah, I don't fucking know why, but I don't like it.
See, that's just ridiculous. AJ the bro, who's getting banned right now for 5 minutes, I'm not even kidding, putting user in timeout. Star Trek is for people who grew up called to six and getting decided for meatloaf. You're in timeout. Sorry, I literally just timeouted him for that. No. I didn't grow up in a cul-de-sac!
But we did have meatloaf.
I should probably undo that. Could I bring him back?
No. You're a dick.
Yeah. I'm sorry, AJ. He's gone for 5 minutes. I was just checking the joke. Well, you know what? I didn't grow up in a cul-de-sac, and I will not take it.
So, what we didn't talk about, like, the benefits, though. What would be the benefits of a contact with, you know, contact with
a lot, didn't we?
No, I guess not really.
The benefits? I mean, they're numerous. Technology one, right then and there, we could have...
Weapons.
Why is that the first thing you think of as weapons?
Human.
Okay.
No, I'm speaking as your you know, humanity. What the fuck would humanity want? Yeah, we'd want medical shit for sure, but you know we're going to want weapons.
What are we going to do with weapons?
Doesn't matter.
Fight each other? Yeah, it matters.
That's what we do. Yes, we would fight each other with alien weapons.
I doubt that's where we're going to go with it. The first chance we get is the first thing we get is weapons. We're more likely to ask for the fucking food technology, medical technology, any kind of communications, any kind of power generation technology, not weapons. Maybe the government on the backhand's going, but people in general are not asking for weapons first.
Right, but we're not the ones that get to talk with the aliens either.
You're making a huge assumption there.
Me and you going to be able to talk to the aliens when they get here?
I'm just talking about the benefits of it.
The governments are going to talk with the aliens.
Okay.
Right, I mean, right or wrong, they're not going to let fucking me and you talk to them.
Objection, speculation.
Our extinguished liaisons for Earth from Surreal Talk, Mr. Eric and Everett.
We can get some interesting philosophy from them.
Bleak blark, and they're going to fucking kick me right off.
I think they should. I'm about ready to kick you right off. some decent philosophy.
Philosophy from the aliens.
From aliens, like, you know, ways to think about life.
You know what? I bet they did have a different perspective, like from an outside view. Like, you guys are assholes. Let me tell you where you're going wrong.
It'd be great to get an outsider's perspective on humanity.
We should.
I mean, I'll tell you what. You know what philosophy we're going to need? It because we got people like you. First thing, weapons. Let's get weapons. Let's blow shit up.
Well, okay, so
you got the photon torpedoes.
So the reason I didn't think about that one. That's one. But no, the reason is money, man. Money is what it is. So
power.
If there's people that can make, money equals fucking power. The more money you got, power you got. But, you know, if you can get weapons, then you can sell those weapons that are advanced for money.
Jessica, you're about ready to get banned, too. I guess people can have opinions. I'm fucking knock you out next. Everybody's gone. We'll just
Everybody
have
the
no
Gestapo,
chat.
Richard Murray.
You're gone, too, Richard. You're all gone.
Oh, Seth Eckel. Have him out while he's at it, too. Star Trek is much better than Star Wars, considering the ratio of good content for...
Good call, dude. These last couple of movies, of course, Star Trek movies aren't the most solid thing either. I'm going to be straight up honest with you.
No.
The power of Star Trek is in the shows, not the movies. But he's not wrong. He's just.
No, I mean, I would argue to say that the Clone Wars is probably. We can't devolve into this.
Yeah, we'll do that later. Star Wars is not as good, but we don't have to talk about it now.
Star Wars is a lot better. But
global
yeah,
health,
so.
We can get the answer to every disease. What if we got a tricorder from the fuckers? That's with tech, but, you know, the tech alone is the big deal.
Oh, well, that's, you know, replicators. That's what we said.
What about a tricorder? What's better for humanity, a replicator or a tricorder?
Fuck,
that's
man.
A tough one. I'm going to go with a replicator just for the immediate benefits of it.
Immediate benefits.
Think about what you can learn with a tricorder. Like, just a personal handheld scanning device that can scan through
anything and everything.
And give you information on anything, readouts.
Yeah, composition levels, all of it, dude. Yeah. Smells, diseases, broken bones, it can x-ray. It can diagnose you. You don't need a doctor. Yeah. You need a tricorder. That takes the job of literally millions of people, you know,
diagnosis is not only, it doesn't, because you still have to know what to do with the diagnosis, because it doesn't heal you a tricorder.
Right.
But it can tell you what's wrong. Instantly have perfect diagnosis every time. It's not cancer. Don't go in there. Do not do that surgery. It's not cancer. That sort of thing. You know what I mean?
Right.
To always have the correct answer, that'd be great.
Yeah. Yeah. Maybe not know how to fix it, but you do know what's wrong.
Yeah.
Yeah. Huh?
What are the bad things about it? Obviously, even if they didn't subjugate us and take over our world, it would still be pretty much more than likely into the way our way of life as we know it. I don't think it would too much time before people start seriously talking one world government, especially if we're admitted into a greater community in the interstellar space. You know what I mean? If Earth is now a member of some. Maybe not a federation or just even known that it's out there. We have, as a planet, now need to start thinking about not
a republic of, like, per se, of planets together.
Yeah, well, think about the United States. We could be the United Planet of Countries instead of the United States of America.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
United Countries of Earth, basically, yeah. is what it would be. But we'd have to have some sort of way where we'd be thinking, as a planet, protect ourselves versus what we now know is out there.
Well, that's what I think it was.
We'd be a lot less to fight against each other whenever we know that there's possible other enemies
out
there.
Exactly. So that's what Ronald Reagan said that in a speech at the White House lawn. He said something about, like, I often wonder how quickly Earth's problems would resolve and our fighting between each other would cease if we were posed with an outside threat greater than our own. You know what I mean? Like, basically saying, like, if aliens showed up at our door, do you think the Sunnis and the Shiites are going to be at war with each other? Or do you think they're going to be like, oh, shit, man, we got to get them? You know what I mean?
I do.
I think that we should totally band together if that were the case. But
think about it like this, though.
A lot of people
did you ever see Star Trek Nemesis?
No.
Doesn't really matter. Romulans.
I know. I'm hip to Romulans. They're just a cousin of a Vulcan.
Basically. But they're very cunning, very manipulative. So even if we had a one world government, we would still have the same thing we have now, like in America, where you have the left and the right. You're still going to have infighting, who's right, who's wrong for the direction of the planet.
Well, yeah, yeah. And it's, I mean, it's human, so we're going to fucking figure out a way to make it, you know, take complete advantage of the situation, too. You know what I mean? And it's not like we're going to fucking be fair about this.
No, you're right.
Nobody ever is when it comes to anything that humans
create. We need a societal evolution before, you know what I mean? Fuck just having warp drive. We need to have the mind to go along with what it takes to be in the greater community.
Well, that's just said. It's as a society.
We're not
society.
Ready, especially even if you're making the joke. Even if one person, I could see you reasonably intelligent, but still, as a reasonably intelligent person, the first thing you think is weapons. We're not ready.
Well, that's because it's money driven. Financially. So what would it do to our economy if, say, District 9 happened where there were, you know, and they weren't here for anything bad. Say they got a flat, dude, or they need some gas or they jump. Their fucking spaceship breaks down. Boom. 10 million extra life forms. Let's fuck it. A billion extra life forms.
Well, that'd be a big old ship.
Big old fucking ship. Billion extra life forms are like fucking stuck
die.
Here now.
Most of them are going to die.
Well, that's what I say. So we are a planet, could not handle that. As a society, we would try to justify what we were doing, but what would we do? We would do mass extinction. Would we fucking kill them all? What would we do? They're consuming our resources. I mean, it sounds a little bad, but how would we handle that if a billion fucking life forms just dropped on our planet right now?
It reminds me a lot of what happened to, like, Native Americans.
They didn't win.
Who's to say we would? They're dropping here interstellar. If their handguns are basically can blow through 20 people in one shot or something like that, it might be like, we didn't really want to invade you. We don't got much of a choice. Us, you versus us. I mean, we're going to...
It's our planet now.
A billion people, that's not just like we
that's
need
a
help.
Population.
That's
dude.
An invasion.
I that's mean, an invasion.
Maybe
that's
not
a
with
new
the,
start.
We're not with bad intentions, but you know.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
An involuntary
society,
invasion.
How do we deal with this? How? I mean, could, and furthermore, financially, could our economy survive something like that?
I don't
that?
Think so.
You know what I mean? Because of all the extra shit.
Well,
like,
no, everything has to change. At the end of the day, everything has to change.
Damn, he said he voted Team Everett and still got the fucking ban hammer.
And then I think you understand it. And I think you understand why I had to do that for Team Everett. Anyway.
But anyway, yeah, I don't know, man. That was, I don't know. Our way of life would change. With that many people, with that many aliens and different, shit wouldn't be the same because you couldn't just go to work.
What if it was like the show Alien Nation where these people get to our planet and they are able to completely interact with us? Get jobs in our society. Basically, imagine if it was a billion humans
just with freckled heads.
With freckled heads and showed up ready to work if that was their thing. Or there's a certain part of the population that's ready to work. There's a certain part of the population that's going to be criminals.
Well, yeah, that's just like with any population.
So say if we, say, going down the rabbit hole, what if a billion humans appeared out of nowhere? What would that do to our...
First off, where'd they come from?
Doesn't matter.
No, it does.
From another dimension.
Totally does.
Earth from another dimension. Something happened.
Are they biologically dangerous to me and you?
No, they're, well, I mean, if they get a cold, they can pass you the cold. They're humans.
They're humans. Okay. So the same DNA type,
same
right?
DNA.
Okay.
They come from an Earth that is fucking all but a butt hair.
Kill them.
Why?
They're not from here.
You have no compassion? Is that what you're saying? No. You wouldn't even try?
No, I mean, yeah, well, there'd have to be talks. You know what I mean? We'd have to figure out what to do. But that's what I'm getting at. What do you think we would do with 100 million aliens or a billion? I mean, what
well,
the
you know
fuck?
What they did in District 9? They put them in a
They rounded them up in a camp.
More or less, yeah. Like a concentration camp.
So as much as people don't want to say, like, exactly that, then we couldn't do the Nazi shit no more. Yeah, we might not be able to do it to us, to humans, but if there
but
is
if it's what if it's regular humans? Do we do the same exact fucking thing? Like, I there's mean, a billion humans out of nowhere. What else do you do with them?
That's I don't know.
They don't have a place. Think about this. They come from Illinois. They live in your house. You are here.
Yeah, they're 137C and we're 137B.
Right. Yeah. With that point, you've got a real fucking problem, because as far as they're concerned, maybe they're still on their earth and we came to their earth.
You know? Oh, it's war then. It's all at war. So first things first, you got to figure out a distinction. You got to know a way to tell them apart. You know what I mean?
I do.
Like, do they bleed purple or something weird? You know, like, they'd have to be something different. That our oxygen is just a little different, and whenever they bleed, it turns it a different color. I don't know. Something. You know what I mean? Because that's what that would end up being, is like, I'm from here. And, you know, people are cutting their hands and shit, showing people.
Let me ask you this. Do you think we're close to being ready as a civilization to make contact?
God, yeah.
As a civilization at large, you think we
no.
are?
No.
Oh.
Are they? Oh. Look at this guy.
Look at this guy. We got a special delivery here.
I hate you.
We're getting close to the end of this one. Let me get you turned back on here, Armand.
All right.
Ladies and gentlemen, let's welcome Armand Kachigian, the Mad Armenian, to the show.
Am I first?
You're first.
You're
right.
First.
Me and Donna. All right.
If he ain't first, he's last.
Yeah, I'm last.
Armand.
I can't read anybody's...
Oh, that's because Everett's got it all fucked up.
Yeah,
oh.
Let me flip over here real quick.
Armand, yeah. Do you think we are ready as a society to deal with contact from another civilization?
We were talking about that, and I am. I don't know, but
I am.
I guess it's... I find it exciting, but I guess... Weren't you on the side that it's caused mass hysteria?
Kind of, but think about it like this. We're not ready to allow Mexicans freely across our border.
Oh, gosh, you're right.
I don't think we're ready to have any kind of contact with aliens.
Okay, then what would happen? What would be the result?
That's what I asked.
Riots?
What are we going to do with them? No. What are we going to do with them?
I'm talking about the people that are... Okay, what are they going to hide under their beds? What do you think these people that are, you know, completely overwhelmed by this...
If they're part of us, they can stay. They have a right to bitch and everything. But what I'm saying is, if 100 million alien life forms just got stuck here, they needed a jump, their ship won't work anymore.
But I'm talking about the human race.
What would we do?
If actually somebody proved that it was a spaceship and some alien sent us some kind of message, uh-huh. You think there would be mass hysteria? I mean, like people
no,
literally...
No, if it's just a message, no.
No.
It's a wonder.
Or maybe it's just hovering.
Well,
it's hovering over the Capitol like
that.
One
that
of those science fiction
That'll
movies.
Induce hysteria.
You're going to have people going into days, you know, that type of shit coming up out of nowhere.
The end is nigh.
People walking around with signs. You're going to have all the religious people having crises of fucking faith.
Would that disprove God to you? Do you think that would disprove...
No.
Really? Or would it prove God?
No, you know, neither.
To the devout, probably not.
Neither.
To the devout, it might not, but to some people, it probably wouldn't, you know, shake their very foundations. You
some
know what
people
I mean?
That don't believe may believe.
What would it do to your faith? I mean, theoretically, though, if you believe in God, the humans are the ultimate. I would think it would.
What if the aliens
disprove
come,
God?
Come with
wouldn't?
Proof of
God?
No, maybe of no God.
Hey, Richard.
Of the beginning of the universe. You know what I mean? What if they can come with a complete roadmap?
That it was created by God?
No, that it was not created by God.
Just this is how it happened.
Or that even humanity...
Hey, Phil.
What if they could prove humanity was not created by God and, in fact, is not special?
What if they prove
we
that
not
they
made
were...
Not
well,
God's
that's what
image.
I'm thinking. I would think, because that's... Isn't that the root of religion, that God, that man is divine by his very, you know, existence? He's above the, you know, the other animals.
Created in his image.
In the universe. Yeah. Right? Isn't that so? I think it would be pretty rough on the religious people.
Daniel says in the chat, if the Catholic Church came out and said if aliens exist, that God created them, boy, they got an answer for everything.
Mm-hmm.
No, that was God.
What if the aliens came down and said, "No, man, look, here's video of us. We made you guys. We look, see your little test tubes right here. We made y'all. We're your God. We're your fucking God."
I was not pegged.
Yeah, you were.
He's smiling. He was pegged. He's pegging. Come on.
Armand has never been pegged, right?
No, honest to God. I swear on the Quran.
We'll let you
even
know.
Even though I'm not a religious man.
We'll let you know when he does get pegged. It's only a matter of
time. I wouldn't be sitting, right? You can't sit if you've been pegged.
I wouldn't know. I've never been pegged, Armand.
I don't know.
Would your day-to-day change
if I was pegged? Yeah.
If you knew that aliens existed. Just the knowledge.
I don't think so.
I don't think mine either.
I don't think so.
I think the only way it changes is if there's any
threat. No, our day-to-day changes. If aliens are a thing...
How many, though? You're talking
around
about millions.
Full-time.
I'm talking about...
We got to ramp the show up. If aliens are a thing, man, we got... No, this is there's money to be
well,
made
no longer
here.
A conspiracy.
So we don't get to fucking touch it no more?
I guess not.
We start
but let's
another
say,
show.
Let's say the aliens come. They visit. There's like 10 of them.
Said.
They're friendly as hell. Hey, we just want you to know we're out there, too. Good luck to you. And they leave. And never, we're never coming back, by the way. We just want to say hello.
In the neighborhood, noticed you were alive.
Yeah, yeah. Hey, yeah, it's kind of cool.
You ask him for her to have like a chat. We need to have like an hour
that's
to
a
chat
cool,
with you.
That's a cool
okay, concept. What happened? What would it do to civilization? Even though, you know, it's proven, because we saw it. It's proven. But they're not coming back. What they just want to say hello and get the hell out of here.
I actually think it would be better. I think it would be better for civilization as a whole if they did come down and say, hey, we're here. What's up? You know,
yeah.
Well, what would be cool is if the side effects of knowing they exist, the interstellar travel is possible. We may never talk to them again. Just what we know now is possible. We now have a goal.
People.
That could unite.
We
may
aspire to be us.
Yeah, there's some really driven motherfuckers out there, dude.
I didn't know this. Danielle says the Catholic Church came on and said if aliens exist, that God created them. Does that make sense?
He just said that.
I literally just said that 30 seconds ago.
No, Danielle said that.
No, I know, but that's where he got it.
Yeah, but I'm not listening to you.
Oh, well, that explains that then.
Yes. But, okay, and what did you say about it? What's your follow-up?
What was I asking him?
What's your point?
I don't know. It was like 5 minutes ago.
Yeah. I don't know.
So it doesn't disprove God, in other words, then? Because God created the aliens, too.
I was way past that, I believe.
No,
really?
It doesn't disprove or prove God. It can be completely separate from that.
But that would be the way they rationalize it. It doesn't disprove it to the true faith, the true believers.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, whether you justify any way you want in your own head... You know what I mean? But I wouldn't think it would prove or disprove God. If you're devout on either end of it, if you're like a militant fucking atheist,
yeah.
What is your proof that just because aliens are here, there's no God? No, all you're proving is that this certain religion has it wrong. You know what I mean? I think.
Well, I think the atheists would say, see, we're not alone, which means we're not this divine race that is completely unique in the universe.
The majority of atheists are as religious as religious people.
They're zealots.
True.
You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah. But and then if you know from the other side, if you're religious and you see the aliens, well, that doesn't disprove
what
God.
What if the aliens provided us with proof?
That's
here's
what
God.
I,
what, yeah,
Armand,
what,
you're
what
so
did you
5
say?
Minutes ago.
I know, but
what
you didn't
if
answer the question.
Aliens came down and said, "Hey, we're your God. Here's the proof. We're
yeah,
your God."
Yeah, and you didn't answer. I don't know.
No, I was asking you.
Oh,
I would say that really devout would be like, "You're lying. You're the devil sent you." Because well, a lot of them are in a delusion.
Yeah. Some of the people, man, I mean,
maybe so it wouldn't change the atheist's mind either.
No, you're not changing an atheist. I'm American.
You're even worse most
say?
Of the time.
I don't have to change my mind. How's that go?
Mac,
yeah.
Because I'm an American, and I'm dug in.
Yeah, and I don't have to change my mind. Or no, what's he say? I won't change my mind.
I don't have to. I won't, because I'm an American.
Fucking great.
So good.
But, yeah, I guess so. What other ramifications would it have? I don't think it would be...
I talked about the economy.
Well, that's what I was going to say. But
that
if
was
they
if
leave,
a bunch
they
of
come
them
and leave, I don't think it's going to have that big of a dip.
That really wouldn't happen.
It might be pretty rough on the stock market the first day. That wouldn't be good. Boy.
Would it be better
I bet people
or...
start pumping money into NASA, though.
That's not on the stock exchange.
Defense.
That's not a publicly traded thing.
But NASA... Yeah, I don't know who's involved in that. But like Raytheon... Yeah, General Dynamics.
Wars.
You know these defense companies.
No, I get it, but I don't know.
Because we're
with them.
We're declaring war on these fuckers.
On who?
The aliens. Because we don't know if they're friendly or not yet.
Well, that's really
we
money.
We just see the satellite,
right,
or the ship, and it's hovering.
Wouldn't that be fucked though? Like I was, you caught the ass into the conversation that I really wanted to talk to you about.
Okay.
What if 100 million aliens got dropped off here, man? They just couldn't do anything.
Build
like
a wall, man.
Build a wall. So that's what I'm saying. Like,
so I don't want them in this country.
Do we separate them? Have you seen the movie District 9?
I have, but I like Alien Nation better.
Well, we talked about both of those. Yeah.
It is 5 minutes ago.
Yeah.
You'd have been great earlier this episode.
Yeah, Armand, where the fuck were you at?
We had a writer's meeting. It started at 10, and I thought it lasted an hour, but we got so much done.
Nice to motherfucking 5 hours.
Yeah.
Let's get
with a lunch, yeah. It was productive.
Oh,
so what did you guys say about Alien Nation?
That, like, what if the aliens were totally okay, basically just humans with a freckle head, and that they could integrate themselves, go to work, do whatever they had to do.
Well, is that what you're saying, that their abilities are pretty much comparable to ours, or do they have special abilities?
And Everett made another good caveat to that, too. What if it was 100 million human creatures? That's what brought us the Alien Nation thing. You couldn't tell the difference from us, but you know that they weren't us, that they just showed up, dropped off, boom. Hey, we're here. We acknowledge we're not you guys.
But they're completely human. They don't have any special powers at all?
Say they came from another dimension but Earth, from another dimension. It was only but a fucking crack hair away from...
crack hair.
Yeah,
butt crack.
Right, I assume that, yeah.
From being the same, basically, dimension as us.
Yeah.
They are human.
You have to incorporate them into society, I guess.
How would you do that? How would you increase 100 million?
They
people,
have to eat. They have to have housing. They have to have everything that we have. Well, 100 million is not
that's
bad.
Not small. Well,
that's a fucking bunch,
well,
though,
dude. You spread them around all over the world.
How
I
many
guess.
Countries in the world
you've
have more than
you've got 7.5 billion people. 100 million.
We can't
million
carve
is not
out
gonna...
a spot for them, or
I don't know. I don't give think
them
it's
a
gonna...
home.
Do we send the Chinese version of them over to China and make the Chinese figure it out? Is it like so? If they are from another Earth, now your original government has to
right.
Deal
but
with
the
you.
Implications of that being the case is terrible because that means there's another me, or you know, likely 100 million out of 7 billion. But I'm saying the chances of there being another me.
Yeah, one out of 70 shots.
So do I get to kill my god doppelganger?
Hold on.
Your doppelganger get to kill
what
you?
What is this premise?
Just if like. At first, we were saying, what if 100 million aliens dropped on our planet? What would we do about it? Well, then we started to think, well, if it's even if it's not aliens, what if it's humans? What do we do?
Well, that's what I'm saying. You disseminate that of them among the... I mean, there's plenty of room on this world for 100 million.
Yeah, but do we have the resources for that?
I think so.
Where would you put 100 million, like, right off the bat? Obviously, Africa would be the first thought.
More like...
Atlantic Ocean.
Asia, Canada.
Atlantic Ocean.
Canada.
Atlantic Ocean. Where you can put... Atlantis?
Eric's drowning him.
yeah, right. In a bag, you mean.
Hey,
like
you're
kittens.
One to talk, Armand. You know how much people are draining are going to be on the economy here? Your dollars ain't going to go as far. It's going to fuck you.
Oh, I know.
Let me get that kill. Come on, let me hear it. Kill him.
Well, there's
you're
no
law. Agree with
but they're not illegal, technically. If they come from space, that doesn't mean they're illegal aliens.
Oh, you're an illegal alien.
If they come
alien.
From Guatemala, they're
that's
illegal.
That's the worst kind.
Yep. Well, I don't want them here.
The illegal space aliens? Yeah, no.
Yeah, but that's not breaking the law. There's no law against people coming from space. What law is that?
I'm sure we pass one before they hit the ground.
Well, then to hell with them. They can't come in.
Do you think the term xenophobia applies if you don't like...
Hey, Luar.
Aliens from another planet? Or it'd be like... I thought exo-xenomorph.
Oh, but it'd be like xenomania almost. Yeah, I mean, if you think xenophobes about people from El Salvador and stuff or whatever, or Muslims from those...
What about Martians?
Martians, yeah. That'd be some xenophobia.
Still the same word, though, I would think, right?
Yeah, I would think.
Yeah.
But it seems like it's to the nth degree. It's a...
Victor Sanchez, might I add, says space Mexicans.
Hell yeah.
I think it's important to say Sanchez there.
Think the space Mexicans are good people, man. We just bring them down.
Yeah, why not?
I don't think it's a problem.
I don't think so either. I don't know if we got to anything
So what else did you guys discuss? Is that all? But what about this Navy thing? I thought that's what the show was about. Have we decided that
Oh, that shit's definitely a thing. They admitted that's...
Yeah.
UAF
and what's,
or UAP.
What did the gang say? What's everybody saying about that?
Nobody says if we think they're aliens or not. We don't know.
That's what I was asking. What are Loire and
really,
Danielle and everybody...
Hey, if you guys have seen the videos out there, what do you guys think of
them? Yeah, I thought...
Have you watched
you didn't
the videos?
Ask?
No, we never really got around to asking. We just assumed.
Yeah. I mean, have you seen them?
No, but... They were pretty descriptive. Everett and Chris gave me a pretty good description the other day. Yesterday.
Yeah, they're a little damning. Like, ooh.
So that's it.
Maybe.
And apparently,
man.
these Air Force planes couldn't catch up to them.
No, they were doing shit like so. They were zoomed into 2.0 and just 2x magnification.
Yeah.
And they zoomed back out to 1x magnification so that they could see it a little bit broader. And you could see the lock. It had like a target lock, and it would lock on it. And when they zoomed back out, it took a second to relock on.
Is
it.
Is there only one?
Well, this is just in one of the videos.
Oh, just one of the things. Yeah.
And after that, after it relocked onto it, it went that fast, just like fucking completely out of the screen, just
right.
Boom,
so
like,
there's no way this is like a pipe, a tin, it, pie tin, or a frisbee or something like that. Like
20,000 feet.
No, listening to the interviews with the pilots that were involved,
the
one guy
the audio
was,
from the video.
Was stated to say that it was 47 foot long, tic tac shape. Like a tube.
Yeah, spheroid.
And at one point in the video, you can see the thing start to tumble, like,
it rotates.
Spin in place. Not tumble, but it rotates in place, doing things, like even the guy said, in classical physics, it's just impossible. The maneuvers it was making, they figured it would be like 1,300 G's worth of pressure on you.
Okay.
Which you know would happen. If that,
yeah, 7, I think, or 20 will kill you, I think.
20
7,
kills
you'll pass
you.
Out.
7, you
7
pass
or 8,
out,
you
right?
pass out, I
and
believe.
Turn you into a pile of goo.
Yeah.
That's why Star Trek... has something called the inertial damperer.
Oh,
so
they, good idea.
Real.
It's not real, but they thought of that at least. At least they thought of it.
Really?
Yeah, thanks for that news.
Yeah, flash, yeah.
Man. No problem, man. Anytime you need to give me shit, you just bring up the laser swords.
I think laser swords are cool. I don't want to give you shit about it.
I do too.
And was it, now is... And this apparently this was classified and wasn't supposed to get out. Wasn't that the isn't that
yeah,
the
so
scandal?
I couldn't find out where he got these videos from. I tried to
who
figure it out. The Tom DeLonge guy that released
but
this
the
shit.
New York Times had the same
right,
videos,
right. But that's what I'm saying. So they probably had them leaked to them by somebody from the inside. Where the fuck this guy get them from?
That's
where
a good question. Loire has. I wonder what the flat Earth guy thinks about this.
Mm. Oh, fuck.
Doesn't that dispel that notion?
Am I
nobody else
for saying
if
who
you
cares?
Say flat Earth three times they're going to come?
Am I
so
dick
just be
for saying? Am I dick for saying who cares?
No, I think you.
I don't know. It'd be interesting to get his take on it. I don't know.
I do kind of wonder. I do kind of wonder what a flat earther would think about. Yeah. Do they live on round planets, like spheroid planets, like aliens, or do they come from flat planets as well? Is there no such thing?
And if, but if the, didn't
is
he
all
say
part
like
of the same thing?
Aren't we like in a snowball globe? So doesn't that right? So they can't
you
possibly
said
come from outside the
The firmament.
Yeah. Firmament. Very good. Yeah.
I don't know. Let's go ahead and call up one of our flat earth buddies and find out.
We should have one to consult with.
You know what we need is a group of people that are on 24-hour standby that we can call for these type of questions.
Yeah.
Like the flat earth network.
Metaphysical like questions.
1-800-FLAT-EARTH.
Flat ear. We have that.
Flat ear.
1-800-FLAT-EARTH.
Do you still have your app?
I do, actually. I still have my flat earth app.
Is it installed?
One of the best $3 I've ever spent. I don't know.
I couldn't afford it.
Is my phone in here?
Oh, shit.
Here's my phone. Let's find out.
You know, so
sure
reasons for them to visit us. Why would they? If they did, excuse me, why would they visit us?
Strategical
spot in the galaxy. Maybe we're placed in a, you know, nice little area to monitor two other asshole civilizations.
Well, there are all kinds of theories about that. Yeah, food, terraforming or whatever, our planet.
Oh,
yeah, I don't know. I mean, that's
your planet's now my planet.
Yeah. I mean,
that would suck.
That's the
extermination.
Fear people have, yeah.
You know, slavery.
That's what Stephen Hawking said, right? Don't be careful about looking for life outside of, you know, extraterrestrial life, because it might be there and it may not be something that we want to have contact with.
That's fucking Stephen Hawking. We talked about that earlier as well.
Okay.
He warned about, you know,
putting out
the word out too
early.
Now,
that to me, I think is paranoia. If you're you know, staying up nights worrying about aliens coming,
you're thinking of the worst every time instead of thinking about the, you know, the possible. Now, granted, there's a certain amount of you that should be thinking about the what ifs like that, but you can't go into every situation and everything going the worst is going to happen, or you'll never do anything. You'll never open the fucking
door. Don't you think though, if you have a civilization that advanced that they are capable of space travel, I think we'd be like amoebas to them.
Yeah, we probably
our technology would be.
Well, that's what I
would they want out of us?
What would combat look like with them? You know what I mean? If we had to get into it,
I don't think we'd win.
No, we wouldn't. I don't think so either. If they can travel,
yeah,
we were positing
measurable distances.
We were positing earlier. What would it be like if a species visited our planet, and the only thing they had above us, if for any, you know, good reason, was the technology to travel through space?
They got lucky.
Their weaponry was no appreciably better than
they
ours.
Got lucky, yeah.
More or less, like
with propulsion.
Well, I'm just saying, he's like they don't have advanced weapons. They don't have advanced stuff like that. But
maybe they don't even know what combat is.
Maybe they stole the fucking technology from another species and don't know how to work it.
Yeah,
that would be interesting.
Episode of Star Trek.
But not every species is gonna be like we're like killers.
There was, I swear.
What happened on Star Trek?
There was an episode of Star Trek where the species stole technology that was way beyond them from another species. And they didn't know how to fix it, but they were sure as fuck flying around the galaxy as assholes.
Sell it for money.
I think it's more likely, though, that they're not human like as we know it, and they don't have any. They don't even know what killing is or war. They don't even know that concept, you know, because that's pretty base stuff. So if they've evolved enough that their technology,
I'll
tell
you this though, Armand, if they're here for our planet, they know what that war doesn't have to mean war. It means like, hey, this is now my spot.
Let me ask you this:
fuck out.
Have you ever fought war with ants? You know, you don't fight war with ants.
No,
you spray
them
with the spray.
Out.
Yeah. So if we're ants, the concept of war doesn't even come into your mind.
No, so are we an irritant to them, though? We spray ants because they get in our food.
Oh, it's infected with humans. Do we go get another Earth, or do we just fucking, you know, exterminate them real quick?
Well, that could be that they may have very little regard for what we give a shit about.
Oh, God, yeah. Care not at all about anything, yeah.
Yeah.
Ooh. That's a hard one.
But that's, what were your theories on this thing? Is it aliens? The thing that the Navy guy saw?
I don't know.
No, I don't know, man. It's fucking.
It's hard to tell in that video.
It's unidentified and it's aerial and it's a phenomenon.
They have no fucking clue about it, and I believe that from their reactions that it's not a drone. It's nothing that they as pilots have ever seen anything close
to. It's not Russian or Chinese.
Unlikely from the way it was moving.
Nothing terrestrial.
From the way they acted. They
it's advanced as fuck if it's terrestrial.
They were
Russian, we're fucked. Huh?
They almost were laughing about it. Like, oh my God, look at this thing. This is crazy.
How many people saw it? How many pilots?
There's been four videos, I believe, that have been released. That's just what's
okay.
Been
was this a whole squadron of Navy
one of
fighters?
Was two F-18 Hornets.
Okay.
And they were talking about it. Like, two pilots are talking back and forth about the same object. And the one guy's like, there's a whole fleet of them. Look on your fucking, like, your radar, basically. Says.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, and they were on radar, too? So they're not stealth capable. That's interesting.
They didn't use the word radar. They used something else, which I assume was their radar.
But I assume. You got their bogeys.
Basically.
That's Air Force talk.
Oh, yeah? I know what a bogey is.
I'll show you between the break.
Don't bogey it.
I'll show you between the break.
I know what that is, too.
Yes.
We're getting ready to break for the after show.
Okay. Social.
So I guess with that, make sure you guys check out Surreal Talk. I'm just going to go ahead and fucking end
Hammer,
it.
Well, hang on. Hammer all the socials and everything real quick for you, too.
I was going to.
Oh, okay. Go ahead.
So check out SurrealTalkPodcast.com. Remember while you're there to vote into the poll.
What's the poll?
Oh, it's Team Eric for sure.
Team Eric.
Oh, that team. Yeah. Tonga's got one vote.
Does she?
Somebody voted for Tonga.
Team Tonga.
Is on the poll.
Not on the poll, but
hey, Angie Chester, do you check out her banana bread?
No, I haven't touched it yet. It's sitting there in my thing.
Same ass thing. It's weird you haven't ate it either because I just left it there.
I don't know. Now that you mention it, I feel like I want to drive home right now and stick my face in it.
God damn right. I'm going
to. She worked hard to make that banana bread.
Motorboat the fuck out of that loaf of banana bread.
I'll tell you this. She knows at least how to cook it without even taking the foil off. I know she knows how to cook it.
Yeah, because it's not hard.
The texture?
Well, no, not even that.
It's thick and heavy.
Well, the middle of it is. Even it's not slumped in the middle like she didn't cook it enough.
Oh.
Trust me, I've seen plenty of failed banana bread.
Okay.
This is not a failed banana bread, at least in structure.
Okay.
Now she could have fucked up the ingredients, too much cinnamon, fucking too much gooey.
Right.
You know, but from the structure,
correct.
I'm very excited. I'm very excited. Anyway, now getting past my banana bread thing. Google us up, SurrealTalkPodcast.com. Make sure you follow us on Twitter, Facebook. Join our group at Facebook.
Follow us on Twitter at SurrealTalkShow.
Yeah, I mean, you can Google that.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I guess you're right there.
The group, though, Facebook.com/group/SurrealTalkGroup. Other than that, we got a Patreon thing which we're trying to get
We're prioritizing for you guys. We're going to figure out a better way to serve patrons and acknowledge patrons.
Acknowledge, maybe. Serve? I'm not serving anybody.
Huh?
We have patrons?
We have like six people, seven people.
Okay, well, thank you.
Yeah, thank you indeed.
Which is
more than we've ever said.
It.
So thank you, Armand, for that's more than we've ever said.
No, we've thanked.
Thank him.
We thanked Rennie.
Plenty of times. All right, with that, you guys got anything else
no,
to add?
No, man,
to
we'll aliens, dude, they'll clap our cheeks. That's my closing thoughts on it. Don't fuck with
my
them.
My closing thoughts is let's retire clapping alien cheeks as something we say as a society. I'm just throwing that out there. I'm not saying we have to make a decision now.
All right, cool. I'm with that. As long as we don't have to make a decision,
but I think we should get rid of it.
And the decision
is
no.
I'd like to think that over.
Thank you.
Right.
No, all right, guys. We'll catch you here in about 10 minutes. Those on the podcast.
All right.
Only half of you are downloading this next episode. Probably not even half of you make it this far in the first episode. Download it. Listen
to it. Download the next episode.
See you guys in a few.
Please wake up.
This has been Surreal Talk, a lineupmedia.fm production. Listen online at surrealtalkpodcast.com and subscribe on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, and all major podcast outlets.
How come I know so much? What the hell is going on around here? Who are you people?
Join the conversation on Facebook and Twitter and get all of our podcasts now at lineupmedia.fm.
This podcast was a presentation of LightUpMedia.fm.